News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
The government is being urged to speed up the rollout of cheap plug-in solar panels. They cost about €500. They can be installed in your garden or even on a balcony without the need to hire an electrician. So how do they work and do they work? I'm joined by Craig Morris from the Plug-in Solar Association. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning.
So explain to us a little bit about plug-in solar for the uninitiated.
Well, basically, you just have a couple of solar panels. You have a small inverter. It's a little box that will take the direct current from your panels, convert it into alternating current that you can then send into your household circuits. And because it's a relatively little current, the limit in Germany, where I'm based, is 800 watts. So that's enough current to send safely back into your household.
Okay. And people are using them in Germany in big numbers, are they?
Yes, we have probably around 1.4 million registered systems here. There was a gray area before that. People were not even able to register the systems for a while. There was no law. People just started doing it. And then the law came afterwards and the registry came afterwards. So we definitely have more than 1.4 million systems. It's just kind of a gray area. We don't really know.
And Craig, are they saving people money in the same way as the traditional solar panels on your roof that are installed by professionals will save you? Are they doing the same job?
Very much so. It's exactly the same thing. It will depend a bit on whether your country decides to pay some kind of a tariff for the electricity, any electricity you export back into the grid. In other words, that you don't consume yourself. In Germany, they've decided not to pay for any of that at all. So the only way you make money here or save money here is by consuming as much of that electricity as possible yourself. And even then, we're seeing savings of over €100 a year. And so for a system that costs €500, we're talking about a payback in 4 to 5 years.
Okay, now the environment...
And the systems are...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the systems are actually... They'll run for 25 years. That's the other thing.
The system that you buy for €500, the panel, is good for 25 years, is it?
It has a warranty for 25 years, yeah.
Okay. How many of them...
The panels do, yeah.
...would you need? Let's talk about, you know, your average three-bed house. For it to be worthwhile, how many of those plug-in panels would you need to buy?
Well, again, the objective here is not going to be, I'm going to get all of my solar from this system or all of my electricity from this system. If you want to try to get, as you know, all of 100% of your electricity from your own solar rooftop, then you should, get an electrician, get a larger system. We are going to be limited by the 800 watts, at least in Germany. I don't believe Ireland actually has a regulation on this yet. So that's something that you'll probably be working on this year and next year, hopefully soon. But we don't want to send too much electricity back into these household circuits, because if we overload them, it could be a safety issue. Okay. Mm-hmm. So as long as we keep them small and just try to have a little bit of a savings there. And again, payback in 4 to 5 years for a system that's going to run for decades is not a bad deal. And you can expand it later with batteries. You could buy it with batteries right away. But once you start expanding it with batteries, then you're talking about much more flexibility. And you could even buy a battery that has what's called an off-grid mode. So if there is a power outage at some point, you could plug your fridge into the battery, and you'll still be able to have refrigerated food if there's an extended blackout.
So you're talking about saving your electricity using that battery system, storing it.
In that case, yes, you would be. You would obviously consume everything you can directly. But there are people who have kids that go to school during the day, and the mom and dad both go to work, so there's nobody at home. And so what you do with the battery is you charge it as much as you can during the day. And then when you come home at night, you can use it. And actually, your grid operators will like that, because there's, in most European countries, there's an evening peak, and serving that peak demand is the biggest challenge, or one of the biggest challenges for the grid operators. So if all the households started shifting that peak demand over to batteries, they would appreciate it.
But based on the numbers that you've outlined there, the saving that we would be looking at on our bills is about €100 a year. Is that right?
Yeah, it'll depend. I mean, it's hard to say over the phone for all of the households in Ireland, but that's a good ballpark figure, €100. Yeah.
Okay, and it hasn't been approved yet, as you've mentioned. And I see in a piece in the Sunday Independent last weekend that the Environment Minister has previously expressed doubts about this technology, and he asked ESB Networks to look at this to see if it had potential to be used in the Irish market. So how hopeful are you that we will allow this, we will regulate to allow for these panels to be used in the near future? What's the latest on this?
Well, I mean, we basically see a number of countries that are moving in the right direction and a number of countries that are being skeptical. I hope that Ireland will come in on the moving in the right direction camp on this. But I think in the midterm, it's going to be very hard for the countries that don't allow this technology when basically there will be more and more countries proving that it's safe. I speak with manufacturers all the time and I tell them, look, if we have five fires in one country from our technology, you can forget this market. And so we're really focusing on safety. It's not worth burning down a house to save €100 a year. So we want to have zero fires.
And this is
what we're working towards.
Even without the fire risk, one of our listeners says that the savings are negligible unless you can scale it up, and it's hardly worth the hassle or the cost.
No, it's not that much of a hassle. You put it up on your balcony. I mean, basically, it's like if you know somebody who has an electric bicycle, right? Right. Some people are like, oh, I got an electric bike, and then they ride it for a while and they love it. And that's what we're seeing with the people who, they weren't gung-ho about it necessarily, but they went ahead and made the purchase, installed it, started messing around with the app. You can see what the power production is, what the consumption is. And, they'll start trying to get as much of their power consumption into that sweet spot during the midday when they're producing their own electricity, so running your washing machine during that time and coming home and seeing that you've increased your own consumption to 60 or 70%, you'd be surprised. Mm-hmm. People actually, this becomes a hobby.
And I just wonder, the 800 watts figure that you gave us, can you contextualize that for me? Like what percentage of the average household's electricity usage is 800 watts, Craig? Can you tell me more about that figure?
Yes, I can. So 800 watts is basically the maximum that would go through a line at any point. So it's going to only be on a sunny day for maybe 4 hours, right? When the sun's really hitting the panels good. And then for the other hours, you're not gonna have very much at all, or when it's dark, you'll have none. So as a share of the electricity for a single person household, let's say, and again, I don't know the exact numbers for Ireland, but in Germany, it would be about 1500 kilowatt hours. And so we're talking about maybe half of that.
For a single person household,
it would be, you might be able to get half of your electricity from this system. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, it's,
but I mean, you could.
Yeah, it's certainly interesting. Yeah. And there are political noises being made about it here. There are those campaigning for this to be allowed to be used in Ireland. And clearly, as you say, it's very popular in Germany, where I understand it's being sold through retailers like Lidl and Aldi. And some estimates put the sales of those solar panels, plug-in solar panels, at around 5 million units. Craig Morris of Plug-in Solar, thank you for joining us on the programme.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.